All right, Greg, let's talk about this weekend. Sunday, it's pretty cool that the McCook Community College Booster Club has brought back the Wild West Volleyball All-Star Matches at the Graff Event Center. Committee getting together and say, hey, we need to have a kind of an all-star event. That's pretty cool. I'd like it, and hoping to see a good turnout for three matches on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. This is something that Coach Cobes had started, and then she turned it over to the Booster Club. So we're just continuing what she started several years ago. So it's the Wild West All-Star Volleyball Classic, and we have girls coming from around the area. We have Chase County, Juanita Palisade, Highline, North Platte, Sutherland, McCook, Chase County, Cambridge, Maywood Hay Center, Maxwell, Southwest, Sutherland, Arapahoe, Maxwell. So we have a variety of girls that are coming. We have former MCC players that are the coaches, and one of them you recognize.
Yes, I do, Greg. My daughter, Kaylin Barnett's going to be coaching one of the teams. Victoria Thomas, MCC assistant to Coach Cobes, another one. And Evie Hopkinson was scheduled, but I think she had a death in the family. And Kiara Barr, former MCC standouts, coming back to coach the other team. Going to be outstanding. Got some great coaches, great players for this one.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. It's Sunday, June 22nd. Three teams. They're going to play each other, so we'll have three different matches. We're going to start at 3 p.m. and go on every hour and a half is what we hope to do. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. It's going to be at the Graff Event Center, and looking forward to this event.
And by the way, the air-conditioned Graff Event Center, because we know what the Sunday forecast is going to be. Hot outside, but it's going to be nice and comfortable inside, won't it?
I hope so.
It should be.
Yeah, well, it'll be hot, too, with the players, you know, hitting that volleyball around and that sort of thing. So it should be a great day.
You bet. You'll have concessions there as well?
We will, yeah. The women's basketball team, Bridget, has got his team organized to have concessions as well. So got you covered for drinks, and I'm sure he'll have hot dogs and candy and that sort of thing. So popcorn. So yeah, looking for a good crowd. These girls were picked around the area for what they had performed in their season, and so we're happy to have them come in and maybe have one last shot. Some of them might be going forward to play college ball, but all of them are seniors, and it should be a great event.
Is it okay if we yell at the officials for this one, especially the guy on the chair who's probably going to be on the chair? But is it okay we yell at him?
Yeah, you can yell at him. That's not a problem. Also going to mention that KICX is going to broadcast this, so we appreciate them doing that. So I'm sure if you yell at the official, he'll yell at the radio announcer.
We got to put a plug in. Mr. Bob Golke is going to be the – I think he's going to be – he and his partner, Rennell Moody, who do a lot of high school games, are going to be doing the officiating for all three matches. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. And then the voice of the MCC Indian, Sean Knoll, will be our PA announcer.
He'll do a great job, always does, always plays some incredibly good music as well. He's been doing it for basketball, volleyball for years and years. That'll be great to have Sean there.
It will be, yeah. So I think we got our bases covered in that. There is an admission charge for this. Adults are $7, $5 for students, and kids under 4 are free. So just to let you know on that.
Booster Club, I know it's summertime, nothing going on really right now, but gearing up the 25 and 26 year, you're going to start getting things in order for that pretty soon.
That we are, yeah. It's crazy. We're almost through June, and July will fly by, and next thing you know, school time. Hey, I also want to give out a plug to Daniel. He works for Mid Plains Community College. He's done a great job of putting a brochure together for this event, so we'll have brochures available as well for the public when they come in.
Very good. Well, a lot of information, rosters, everything. What if they don't know some of the players, that information should be there, shouldn't it?
It shall be there, yeah. The only thing is we won't have numbers on there. We're using the MCC volleyball team's jerseys, so... just won't have they'll have to know who the person or figure out who the person player is.